Welcome back. This is Lance from DailyActor.com, and this week I have the creators of the new web series Para-Abnormal, Eduardo Sanchez and Jamie Nash. If Ed's name sounds familiar, he was a co-director of the smash hit The Blair Witch Project, and Jamie's a successful screenwriter in his own right. Together, they teamed up to bring us Para-Abnormal, about a group of losers by day, ghost hunters by night. You can check it all out at paraabnormal.tv. And now, here's the interview.
Hey guys, I'm sitting here with Jamie Nash and Ed Sanchez, and they are the creators of the new web series Para-Abnormal.tv. Can you guys tell me a little bit about it?
It's basically a new web series that it's a lot like the ghost hunter television shows you see on TV nowadays, except with a comedy spin. So the way I usually describe it is, you know, Reno 911 meets Ghost Hunters. Improvisational, much like Reno 911, and it's told in little, I'd say, 2 to 5 minute chunks on the internet.
Yeah, no, I was watching some of the previews, and you're completely right. It is totally like a mashup of the Ghost Hunters and Reno 911. It's great. Yeah,
yeah. You know, I was doing a lot of watching these paranormal shows, and I couldn't help but sit around and, you know, make fun of them. So, you know, it's ripe for parody.
That's how you came up with the idea?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I shared the idea with Ed, and he thought I was onto something, and we went from there.
Now, you guys seem to be pretty successful outside of the web series. Why did you guys decide to do something like this?
Ed, you want to take that?
I'm sorry, I'm doing some stuff for some baby stuff right now. My wife's about to have a baby, like, tomorrow. So.
I know, I can't even believe you agreed to do it right now.
No, it's cool. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just taking some boxes down. We're trying to find some stuff. But you know what? Jamie and I both live in Maryland.
And, yeah, and you know what? Actually, not to interrupt, but I'm from Frederick as well.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Tacoma Park, and I moved to Frederick about 7 years ago. And my wife and I love it here. And you know, I met Jamie when we collaborated on the first film I did after Blair Witch called Altered, and he happened to, you know, be this brilliant writer that lives like 45 minutes away from me, so we've been doing a bunch of stuff ever since, and we've always wanted to do something local. You know, there's a lot of talent here in the D.C. area, and when he threw this idea at me, I was like, that'd be cool, you know, that'd be great, and, you know, let's go out and do it, and, you know, he mostly put it together. And, you know, I think it came out great for, you know, for what we were doing.
Well, I think it looks great. I mean, I've, you know, watched a lot of these web series, and they just look like crap. And just from watching the previews that are on your site right now, I think it looks great.
I think that was part of the reason that attracted us to this idea was that, you know, ghost hunter shows are generally, you know, they're night vision. You don't have to worry about lighting. A lot of natural light. They're handheld often, you know, because you're just following guys around. So we could easily mimic that style in a very fast and easily producible way.
You mentioned improvisation. Was this fully improv, or were there scripts written out, or how did that work?
Jamie, you know, wrote the episodes, but, you know, it was mostly like an outline, like, okay, this happens, and then this happens. And then, you know, like the first episode, you know, it started off a little rough. I mean, you know, nobody, you know, the characters have, it's just like every series you see, like the pilot of you know, popular series are completely different than what the series looks like even at the end of the first season. But yeah, Jamie basically wrote an outline, and then we would just follow that outline and then do everything else improvisational. And, you know, so there is a, you know, there is a basic structure to what the shows, you know, the beginning, middle, and end. But a lot of the stuff, you know, these are just really, you know, pretty talented local actors that are just really good at improv and just coming up with stuff they came up with. I mean, it was just Jamie and I, because Jamie and I were basically both run cameras on the episodes we shot together. And, there's just sometimes where we just have to, like, you know, put our hand over our mouth because we're just cracking up and we don't want to ruin the take, you know. So you know, it's kind of a cool mixture of improv and with, you know, a little bit of structure. Most of the stuff is just, you know, coming off the top of really our heads and their heads too, you know, because we're just coming up with stuff. Why don't you do this? And let's have you come in here, and, you know, just kind of, and that really was what the fun part is, you know, it's just, you're creating on the set. It's the best kind of shooting I've ever done.
Now, Jamie, would you ever, since you said it was structured into basically one, two, and three parts for the episode, would you ever have to stop somebody and say, hey, can you not say this? We want to save sort of that till the end?
Not too often, mainly because the beats were structured, so they knew, like, where the box was, and then it was just a matter of them doing whatever they wanted inside of that box for the particular scene.
How did you guys go about casting? When you were writing or when you were thinking up the series, did you already have people in mind?
It was kind of funny how that happened, because we actually did audition people that we didn't know, I don't think hardly any of the actors, if any, when we auditioned, and we took the best of the bunch, and then we sort of tailored the characters around them.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of gave a complete improvisational style, because just the very actors we cast, you know, they helped to tailor the characters in that way. And then as we progressed episode to episode, I think we discovered more and more about their strengths or the direction they were going with the characters. We were able to tail the story even more to that.
Now, what's the plan with these? How many episodes do you guys have planned for I guess, what, this first season?
There are four cases, so they go to basically four different locations to try to find a ghost. And then there's about, what is it, Jamie, about six or seven episodes per?
Six or seven
episodes per case. So we're somewhere like in the, like 24, 25 episodes basically will be the first season. And then we don't know what we're going to do. I mean, we really like the people we really like the group that we're working with. We work really well together. And what we're hoping is that we get enough people watching it that, you know, warrants a second season and maybe, you know, put a little more money into it this time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like basically any money. And then, you know, just try to expand the stories. But, we're all having just a lot of fun. But it would be cool to kind of monetize it in some way, because everybody right now is working for free.
Now, how did you guys, you said for one case there's like six or seven episodes. Would you film that whole case in a day?
That's exactly what we did. We filmed the whole case in a day. So we filmed, this is pretty incredible. We filmed about a 20-minute to 25-minute television show in a day. And we even edited them into, you know, 20, 25 minutes when we did our first cut. And, so it shows you how fast we shot it. It's just we could box everything into that little 20-minute thing, a whole day of shooting.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same way, you know, similar to what we did on Blair Witch. I mean, when we did, we got so much footage from Blair Witch, and on Paranormal, we're shooting with two cameras, and we're averaging, like, you know, probably 6 or 7 hours per case, you know, something like that. So
yeah,
there's a lot of footage. Yeah. But it's the same thing with Blair Witch. Blair Witch, we had, like, you know, 25, 26 hours of footage. And the great thing about it is that, there, you know, it isn't just multiple takes of stuff. It really is kind of, there's entire sections of scenes that we had to cut out. So another plan of ours, is that, you know, if there's enough interest, we might put out a kind of a special edition DVD with a bunch of extra footage and, you know, maybe director's commentary or something.
Uh-huh.
Because there's just so much footage, there's so much funny stuff, and we just kind of have to... just cut out the best stuff, but also that sometimes we have to cut stuff out that doesn't move the story forward. So there's a lot. You know, like Jamie said, it's fast shooting, but we also get a ton of material.
Well, I think it looks great, and I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited to see what you guys come up with.
Well, thanks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely, no problem, guys.
And there it is. Thanks, Jamie and Ed, and thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out paraabnormal.tv for the latest episodes. And as always, please keep coming back to dailyactor.com. This is Lance, and I'll see you soon.